Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Michael Brown. I am one half of the team at the Dream Take, the number one podcast for the Dream Shake, the number one, or excuse me, all thing, SB, excuse me, let me restart because I'm frustrated. I'm so pissed off right now. My name is Michael Brown. I am one half of the team for the Dream Take, the number one podcast for the Dream Shake, SB Nation's home of all things Houston Rockets. The Rockets played a basketball game this evening. We played the Minnesota Timberwolves, who came into this game the worst team in the league by NBA standards. 10 wins. Rockets had 12 wins. Rockets were up by 19 points. Did not score a bucket in the last 7.5 minutes. The Timberwolves end the game on a 22-0 run. Fans of this show that have known me and Jeremy Brenner, the other co-host of this show, love him like a he's my guy. And I'm working on my emotions when it comes to this Rockets team. How the hell do you lose to the freaking Timberwolves? How? I can't help it. I honestly, I'm going to control my emotions as much as humanly possible. That I after this, if I get one email from the Houston Rockets organization, me personally, Mike Brown, from the Houston Rockets begging me to go to a game, you want me to pay my hard-earned money to go watch this pile of garbage? You're joking me, right? You just ended the game. You didn't score one bucket in the last 7.5 minutes. You couldn't score one damn bucket? Because you know what I heard? When Christian Wood came back, we're going to be fine. This all is going to be okay. Everything is going to be fine. We've got Christian Wood back. Well, Christian Wood just got dominated by Karl Anthony Towns in the fourth quarter. You couldn't beat the freaking Minnesota Timberwolves. And I get it. I'm the one who sent out the poll at the beginning of the game at the Dream Take on Twitter. I was the one who said, do you want us to win? Do you want us to lose? It's a trick question. You should never root against your team to lose. It's a trick question. You should never want your team to lose. I don't give a damn if you're going after the number one pick. The Minnesota Timberwolves. You couldn't beat the Minnesota Timberwolves? Really? You couldn't score a bucket in the last 7.5 minutes? The last 7.5 minutes! You want to honestly convince me that this team is not trying to lose games? What is going on? What words are there? Well, honestly, okay, yes, I'm sitting here and I'm going to bring myself back in the words of Martin Lawrence and Will Smith and Bad Boys, woo-saw. I'm going to try and woo-saw myself back to center stage. And I apologize. Look, I'm not overly upset, okay? You just got outscored 22-0 in the fourth quarter against the Minnesota freaking Timberwolves! The second worst team in the NBA. Everybody watching this show, and thank y'all very much for being with us. spending your Friday night with the Dream Take, myself, Mike Brown, talking about the worst. Look, by the scoreboard, this is not the worst loss in the Rockets franchise history. This is the most embarrassing loss in Rockets franchise history. Anybody who's watching this show right now, please bring me or post in the comments the most and more embarrassing loss in Rockets franchise history. And some people may go with the game that knocked the Rockets out of the playoffs when to the San Antonio Spurs. At least they were in the playoffs. Everybody who wanted to rant and rave and say, oh, we got rid of Victor Oladipo, he was the problem, the Rockets are going to be just fine. You just got outscored by the Minnesota Timberwolves 22-0 the last 7.5 minutes. This, and Mitchell Croft just says, game seven against the Mavs. That's still the playoffs. That still trumps losing this game. You know what? And my co-host, Jeremy Brenner, love the guy to death, says I'm upset. Of course I'm upset. What do you want me to do? You want me to sit here and lie? You want me to sit here on the post-game video less than 10 minutes after the Rockets' most embarrassing loss in franchise history? And you want me to sit here and say, oh, well, you know, I'm really excited that Christian Wood scored 24 points and 9 rebounds and he had an assist. Oh, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Jay Sean Tate, 10 points and 7 rebounds. Yep. You know, I'm really excited about his progression. No, screw that. This is not... Okay, like, look, yes, okay, let's get back to the grand scheme of things, okay, because Jeremy Brenner always brings me back to level zero, right? Like, I'm the emotional one in the relationship of our podcasting, that's fine, I totally will take that crown, and I will place it on my head, and yes, do I think the Rockets will be okay in the long term? Absolutely. Does this loss, is it good for the Rockets that they lose this game and they get that much closer to the first pick in the draft? Yeah. It's great. It's awesome. It's also not guaranteed. Okay? It's not guaranteed. They could have the worst record in the league. They could lose every game between now and the rest of the season. I'll be honest with you that if the Rockets lose every game for the rest of the season, my heart, I don't think, can take all of those losses in a row. My blood pressure cannot take all of those losses in a row. I watched this game. There's so many Rockets fans out there that watch this game from beginning to end. They don't deserve us. You want the God's honest truth, Rockets fans? All of you listening to this show right now live, and all of you that are going to watch the show tomorrow, they don't deserve us. The Rockets team doesn't deserve fans that watch the pile of heaping garbage in the fourth quarter. Did the Rockets look good through three quarters? Absolutely. They absolutely did. They don't deserve fans like us. They've lost, what, 22 of 23 games? Why do I continue to go to Academy and to Mitchell and Ness and to Lidge Locker Room and continue to order all of the jerseys and all of the shirts and all of the hats and continue to support this? I don't know. It may be because I'm sick. That's the God's honest truth to everybody. And Jeremy says, tonight's loss can be bad and we can be good long term. Absolutely, Jeremy, you're 100% right. The fact, if Kevin Porter Jr. played tonight, do we win? Yeah, probably. Probably. If next season we sign John Collins, do we lose this game? No, we probably don't. But this is immediate reaction to the Rockets' most embarrassing loss in franchise history. This is the most embarrassing. To it, you couldn't score one bucket in 7.5 minutes. It's not like you paraded your G League team out there tonight. You had Christian Wood playing. You had your $40 million point guard and John Wall playing. Ben McLemore was out there at the end of the game. He played 36 minutes. It's not like you trotted out Anthony Lamb out there. He didn't play tonight. Daniel House didn't play tonight. But it's not like you trotted out garbage at the end of the game. It's not like you trotted out just crap. You trotted out NBA guys. You trotted out a superstar in John Wall. People who want to tout Christian Wood as the next great big man of the Houston Rockets. He was out there. He got outplayed by Carl Anthony Towns. You just lost by 6 points to the second worst team in the NBA. That's the Minnesota Timberwolves. They are the second worst team in the NBA. The Houston Rockets, this team right here, okay? Where is it? This team, the Houston Rockets, are now the worst team in the NBA. Congrats, Rockets fans. This is rock bottom. Good friend of the show, Ryan Santoro, says, should we sign Gorgui Dieng? Yeah, I would sign Gorgui Dieng. I have no problems with that signing. As soon as he got cut today, I'd throw him some decent money. I think he can be a guy that can be a legitimate big for this team, because the Rockets need another legitimate big on this team. You got Christian Wood. He had 24 and 9 tonight, 9 of 16 from the field. Let's get to that real quick, right? For everybody listening to the show right now, how do you only give Christian Wood 16 shots? John Wall, 6 of 25 from the field. There is a story out there that the Rockets are not interested in a buyout for John Wall. I don't want the Rockets to buy out John Wall. I like John Wall. I like John Wall as a leader on this team. I like John Wall as a part of this organization. I think he's good for this organization. When you're 6 of 25 from the field, bro, you got to learn to pass the ball, okay? And I say that, and some people are going to roll their eyes and say, well, you had 15 assists. Why are you shooting the ball 25 times if you're 6 of 25 from the field? Does that make any sense? Doesn't make sense to me. When Jayshon Tate is 4 of 8 from the field, he had a good night shooting the ball. 0 of 3 from the three-point line. Three-point shot is something that Jayshon Tate needs to work on, no doubt. 1 of 7 from the three-point line for John Wall. You think, after a few of those aren't going, you stop shooting the ball there, John. When you're 6 of 25 from the field, John, you might want to start passing the ball a little bit more, John. When you've got one of the most skilled offensive big men in the league in Christian Wood, John, you may want to start passing the ball to him more, John. You may want to stop shooting the ball 25 times there, John. If the shot's only going in 6 times out of 25, John. Ben McLemore, 7 of 15 from the field tonight, 7 of 14 from the three-point line. Fantastic. 2-3 quarters. Where was Ben McLemore in the fourth quarter? John. Hey, Steven Silas, your hottest shooter on the court, 7 of 14 from the three-point line. How do you not build more plays for him in the fourth quarter? Steven, you're a team leader. John, how do you not figure out a way to get Ben McLemore the ball more? John and Steven. DJ Augustine, 13 points, only shot 5 field goals from the field tonight. 2 of 3 from the three-point line. How does DJ Augustine not want to get, you know, how does he not get more shots? Makes no sense. Like, what are we doing? Like, Rockets fans, you ever just look around? It sucks right now. It's awful. Okay? I know my voice gets high because I'm pissed. I'm mad. I'm upset. I'm frustrated. You're going to have these nights as a fan, right? And yes, I understand. I get the premise. You guys, Red Nation, wants us to lose games. It doesn't mean you can't be outwardly frustrated with the situation. Driving home from dinner tonight, I'm listening to Matt Thomas and Adam Wexler on Sports Talk 790. They sound dejected. They sound upset. They sound pissed off. Listen to the broadcast on AT&T Sports. Matt Bullard, Craig Ackerman are pissed off. They're upset. They're frustrated. Props to those guys for being, all four of those guys, four of the best in the profession of what they do. But ladies and gentlemen, the Rockets franchise, the front office, the coaching staff has looked their entire fan base in the eyes and said, here's a one-way ticket to Suckville. Because that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Because at this point, I'm not even mad anymore. It's funny. It's comical to me. Because that's what we're going to do. That's where we are the rest of the season, ladies and gentlemen. We are just going to talk about how losses get more embarrassing. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. For the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, Karl-Anthony Towns, he had a crappy night shooting the ball. He was there in the fourth quarter when his team needed him the most. 29 points, 16 rebounds. Yeah, you know what? Our front line really looks solid with just Christian Wood up front and Jae'Sean Tate. Yeah, the Rockets don't need another big, do they? Absolutely garbage. Get that out of here. Jaden McDaniels, 14 points, 4 rebounds. Anthony Edwards, 12 points, 6 rebounds. Juan Hernan Gomez, add him to the list of scrubs that have beat the Rockets this year. 19 points and 9 rebounds. Reed, the backup center, had 16 points and 2 rebounds. So, Justin Patton couldn't get on the floor tonight. Their bigs destroy us on the boards and in the paint, and Justin Patton couldn't play? Really? I mean, really? The trade deadline came and gone. Well, you know what? We got Kelly Olynyk on the way. You know what? Stop the presses. The Rockets are going to be just fine. They got Kelly Olynyk on the way. Woo! Great. Awesome. If there's anything you guys want to discuss on the show, you guys have indulged me for 16 minutes and 45 seconds. This is the Dream Take. I am your host, Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown. Once again, the Rockets with their most embarrassing loss in franchise history. Lose 107 to 101. Ryan asked, we have the Timberwolves tomorrow as well. Who wins? I'm going to take the Rockets. You know why? Because I'm going to be positive Patty the rest of this game. Or excuse me, the rest of this show. The Rockets had the Timberwolves down big, 19 points in the second half. Very unlikely that the Rockets do this again tomorrow. I hope they win. I mean, I think they win, Ryan. Maybe, possibly, you know. I mean, according to the poll tonight, you know, the majority of people want us to lose. So, but I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to be that fan. I'm not going to say that I hope we lose. I never hope we lose, you know. And Mitchell Croft brings up a point, and he says, hamstring away. You know, Chris Paul doesn't hurt his hamstring. We, you know, a couple years ago, James Harden is still probably a Rocket. So is Christian Wood. Or excuse me, so is Chris Paul. So is PJ Tucker. That's what happens in the NBA. You're 3 years removed from that, and now you're at the rock bottom. Harvey Lee says, if tonight doesn't show that Wood needs another center alongside of him, I don't know what to tell you. You know what, Harvey? I'm with you, brother. I'm 100% with you. Because Christian Wood is not a center. Sorry, he's not a center. He's a power forward. Unless you get him another power forward and slot him in, he could play center. Let me put it that way. He's a guy that if you have another big alongside him, i.e. Kelly Olynyk, i.e. John Collins, i.e. just giving you an example, I'm not saying we're going to get him. If you had Julius Randle or a guy like Draymond Green and Christian Wood, then could be your center. Jae'Sean Tate, not a power forward. Jae'Sean Tate is a small forward by today's NBA standard. You look at tonight, KJ Martin played 24 minutes. Why in the world is KJ Martin playing 24 minutes? He didn't even have a foul tonight. Why is KJ Martin playing 24 minutes, Rockets fans? If you're going full youth, you traded a guy like Victor Oladipo, you've traded PJ Tucker, you've traded James Harden, you are going full youth. Why is KJ Martin not playing 30 minutes plus? Sterling Brown had a good game tonight. I'll give you that. 11 points, 11 rebounds. It's great. That's awesome. It's fantastic. KJ Martin should not be playing 24 minutes. DJ Wilson, when the Rockets acquired him from the Milwaukee Bucks, He had 6 points and five rebounds. He only played 12 minutes. DJ Wilson is 6'10". So you look tonight, the Houston Rockets on the boards tonight had how many rebounds? They got out rebounded by three rebounds tonight, but they got out rebounded by seven on the offensive glass. DJ Wilson is 6'10". He had five rebounds. Why is DJ Wilson only playing 12 minutes? Anybody want to explain that to me? DJ Wilson has impressed thus far as a Houston Rocket. Why is he only playing 12 minutes? This, oh my God, this makes no sense. Like, I'm at a loss, okay? I'm sorry, guys. When we do live videos like this directly after a Rockets game, sorry, not sorry. You're going to see raw emotion, okay? Ryan says Carl Anthony Towns, 16 rebounds. Hernan Gomez had 9 boards. Well, it'd be nice if the Rockets had a legitimate power forward. Oh, wait, they do. DJ Wilson, you only played him 12 minutes. Anybody want to explain that one to me? I'll take stupid decision for 200 points, Alex. May he rest in peace. It's ridiculous. Absolutely absurd. The Rockets play the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow night. Once again, hopefully the Rockets can find a way to win this game tomorrow. I mean, the Minnesota Timberwolves ended the game on a 22-0 run. You know, like, I mean, what do you say, man? You know, I just don't know. I really just looking ahead to the game, right? Hopefully Kevin Porter Jr. comes back tomorrow night. And I want the Rockets to just embrace, as much as it would suck to look at a guy like Sterling Brown and tell him, look, man, like you're going to play, but you're not playing 36 minutes next game, right? Like, to me, if you want to keep us Rockets fans engaged, play the young guys, man. Like, just embrace the youth. I have no problem coming on to this show and staring all of you in the eye on the Facebook Live or anybody that's going to listen to this between now and Monday and say, you know what? I have no problem losing the game if we're trotting out a lineup that is getting valuable NBA experience for this team. Sterling Brown playing legitimate minutes for this team does not make any sense anymore. It just doesn't. Like, if I polled Rockets fans, anybody who's watching this show right now, would you rather see DJ Wilson get more than 12 minutes or watch Sterling Brown play 36 minutes? Answer me that. Would you guys rather see KJ Martin get 24 minutes or would you rather see Ben McLemore play 36 minutes? And I get it. Tonight, Ben McLemore was fantastic. 21 points. I get that. But I'm talking about big picture for this Rockets team. Because that's what we talk. And Justin Patton didn't even play. You got doubled up on the offensive glass, and he did in the a center that you signed, who I think has some potential, if you give him some time, can do something. But I'm talking, this is what we're all about now. Okay? Box score, yeah, whatever. Right? We go over it, it's important. But it's about the big picture now for the Rockets, right? Give the young kids time to play. Where is Mason Jones? You don't want Mason Jones to play? Oh, what, you're worried that Mason Jones is going to come onto this team and embarrass himself? It doesn't get any more embarrassing than losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves and giving up a 22-point lead. Or excuse me, a 22-0 run to end the game. Why not bring in Mason Jones? Why not bring in kids on 10-day contracts? Why are we playing Ben McLemore? Serious question. Give me one positive to playing Ben McLemore. Give me one positive. Okay, my apologies, Jake. I take my comment back. Thank you very much for helping me. I missed that. He signed with the 76ers today. Great. Awesome. Another young kid the Rockets have missed out on. Let him go for nothing. My point is, at this point, there's no point in playing the veterans. Like, why? Like, why? You have to play John Wall. I get that. You're paying him $40 million or 38 or 40, whatever the hell it is. You're paying him all this money. You got to play him. But playing Ben McLemore doesn't make any sense. When you can go sign somebody out of a G League team, go sign somebody to a 10-day contract. Maybe you get lucky. Maybe. Who knows? That's what the rest of the season should be about. And Ryan says Gerald Green. Gerald Green doesn't make sense for this team anymore. Like, go youth. Sign a bunch of dudes to the G League team. I don't know. I'm out of options. I'm pissed, man. Like, sign some kids. Maybe you hit gold. Sign some lottery. Take some lottery tickets. See if you can find some guys that'll be a part of this team moving forward. I hope Kevin Porter Jr. plays tomorrow. You traded Victor Oladipo to give Kevin Porter the reins to the team with John Wall. Here are the reins. Run with it. Thank y'all for sticking with me through my ranting and raving tonight. Okay? It is what it is. Three keys for the game tomorrow for the Rockets. Number one, don't give up a 22 to nothing run to the second worst team in the NBA. Number one. Number two, KJ Martin needs to play more than 24 minutes, and DJ Wilson needs to play more than 12 minutes. The Rockets have a decent shot at winning the game tomorrow. I want to see Justin Patton too. So I guess I'll give you four keys to the game. So those are two. Number three, I want to see Justin Patton play. If Christian Wood played 36 minutes tonight, I'd like to see what a combination of Christian Wood and Justin Patton look like. That's something I could look forward to. Put the two big guys that you have on your roster on the court together and see what that can result with. And number four, guys, I want to see a win. Okay? Rockets fans, I want to see you take some pride in your game for a full game. You did that for three quarters tonight. You got three quarters of the way through. You didn't finish. Finish the game tomorrow and get a win. And with all that being said, this has been another installment of the Dream Take podcast, the number one podcast for SB Nations, the Dream Shake. My name is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown. Make sure to check out the Dream Shake on Twitter at DreamShakeSBN. For those of you listening to this show right now, you can also find the Dream Shake on Facebook. Make sure to check out the Dream Take on Twitter at, excuse me, make sure I get this right for everybody, at the Dream Take on the Twitter. You can also follow me on Twitter at BSW Podcast underscore MB. Make sure you guys also give my co-pilot, Mr. Jeremy Brenner, a follow on the Twitter at Jeremy Brenner, JeremyBrenner. Once again, your unhappy final from Minnesota this evening. The Houston Rockets, with their most embarrassing loss in franchise history, lose to the Minnesota Timberwolves 107 to 101. Programming note tomorrow night after the game, Jeremy Brenner and Ray Lucas will have the post-game show on the Locker Room app. So make sure you guys check that out after the post-game. And until next time, Rockets fans, go! Rockets!